the work you do is not easy.
President Barack Obama at NIH praising the work of Director Francis Collins and the determination of the tens of thousands of federal researchers throughout the facility. The president says that scientific research is actually a job-creating engine and that the billions in grant money will do more than just save lives. The grants also mean jobs.
Tens of thousands of jobs conducting research and manufacturing and supplying medical equipment and building and modernizing laboratories and research facilities all across America. And that's also what the Recovery Act is all about. It's not just about creating make-work jobs. It's about creating jobs that will make a lasting difference for our future.
It was by design the president made the announcement at NIH, using the forum to remind people about how and why NIH was founded and the concerns that existed then, very similar to concerns that exist today.
Here's an interesting quote from FDR. He addressed it nearly 70 years ago, right here at the dedication of NIH. And he said, I quote, "Neither the American people nor their government intends to socialize medical practice any more than they plan to socialize industry. In American life, the family doctor, the general practitioner, performs a service which we rely upon and which we trust as a nation, and there can be no substitute for the personal relationship between doctor and patient, which is a source of strength of our medical practice in our land." FDR was being accused of a government takeover of healthcare. But he thought NIH was a pretty good idea.
The awards are in the form of grants, meaning institutions and researchers have to apply for them. More than $1 billion will go to genomic research, studying the DNA map to find causes of diseases like cancer and any new treatments. President Obama says the government has always played a role in that type of research, and federal workers at NIH have a lot to be proud of.
At our best, we've never allowed our fears to overwhelm our hopes for a brighter future. That's been at the heart of the work of the National Institutes of Health for decades. It was here that Dr. Roy Hertz would develop the first successful cure of metastatic cancer through chemotherapy, as a group of women who would have surely died began actually to get better. It was here that Dr. Nina Braunwald, the first woman ever to be board certified in cardiothoracic surgery, conducted some of the earliest operations to replace heart valves. It was here in the years after President Roosevelt's visit that polio vaccines would be tested to end a scourge that affected millions, including, obviously, the president that helped make the research possible. We can only imagine the new discoveries that will flow from the investments we make today. Breakthroughs in medical research take far more than the occasional flash of brilliance, as important as that can be. Progress takes time. It takes hard work. It can be unpredictable. It can require a willingness to take risks, going down some blind alleys occasionally, figuring out what doesn't work is sometimes as important as figuring out what does. All of this needs the support of government.
President Obama says NIH research should focus on the public health, not investors or corporate owners, and that the $5 billion boost is the single largest boost to biomedical research in history. He says some research takes time, doesn't lend itself to quick profit, and that is why NIH was founded. At NIH, Amy Morris, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.